Shvius Perik Yud Mishnah Vav 10:6. The Mishnah now speaks out an additional clause regarding how Prizbal is going to work. Prizbal requires that the borrower, the debtor, the person who owes the money, has some rights to some real estate in some small way. The reason the rabbi set that up is sort of up, it's a bit of machlokas, and it's quite technical, but I'll give a simple explanation. Let's keep it at that because it doesn't really matter so much for our purposes here. The mechanics. The idea is that a real estate can't really be stolen. It's always there, and therefore just sitting waiting to be collected on. And that being the case, it's as if the Bezin has already collected it because it's waiting to be collected. And therefore, when one hands over his loans to the Bezin for collection, it's like they collected it immediately because it's just waiting to be collected. Then it's there to scoop it up because the real estate sits where it sits. And as far as real estate having value, well, the value of the real estate doesn't necessarily need to be on the open market equals the value of the loan. And one possible explanation why, straightforwardly, is that real estate really doesn't have an objective value. Every parcel of real estate is totally unique, and different persons see different value in it. So we're not going to worry about the pricing of the real estate per se. But the technicality remains that the Chazal wanted it, that if you're going to write a prizbal, that the borrower must have some rights to some real estate somewhere. So just to illustrate, Bezman Azen, now times, assuming a person's not homeless, so then wherever he lives, meaning he has the right to live somewhere, where he pays rent, or he owns an apartment, or he's sharing a room in a dormitory, anything like that, that's all sufficient. Any kind of rights to any piece of land anywhere would be sufficient property on which to write a prizbal. But as the Mishnah will say, if a person had literally nothing, he's totally homeless and has no property rights anywhere, we, meaning the lender, will need to assign something, some real asset to him, some real estate to him, even if it's tiny, to make the prizbal work, just based on how the Chazal decided to set up prizbal. So it's a technicality. And that being the case, the Mishnah says, Ein kosfin prizbal ella al hakarka. One only could write a prizbal based on the fact that there's land somewhere, rights to some real property somewhere that belongs to the borrower. Im ein lo, if the borrower simply has none,